You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and on a bowl of soul, we are celebrating the legacy of the Quiet Storm himself, Mr. Vaughn Harper, here on a bowl of soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm, quiet as when flowers talk at break of dawn, break of dawn. A power source of tender force, generate and radiate and turn me on, turn me on. Circuit all my nerves, promising electric things. You touch me and suddenly there's rainbow rings. Quiet storm blowing through my life. Quiet storm.
So reminiscent of the legendary Mr. Vaughn Harper, who we lost on July 9th, 2016. Mr. Quiet Storm himself. And, you know, if you lived here in New York City and you were listening to WBLS at 10 p.m. every night, you would hear this song by Smokey Robinson called The Quiet Storm, which was Mr. Vaughn Harper's intro, letting you know you're about to listen to some silky, smooth jazz, R&B, fusion, classics. You knew you were tuned into The Quiet Storm. And here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, we are celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vaughn Harper, who we lost on July 9th, 2016. And for more than 30 years, millions of listeners tune into Mr. Vaughn Harper's broadcast, confident that his smooth voice would enhance their evenings. He had an appeal to an audience with an ear for ballads, jazz, fusion, classics, and today's R&B. Besides Frankie Crocker being one of my favorite idols and who I model my show after, my other idol was Mr. Vaughn Harper. And I would be there with my cassette tape, and I would record his broadcast, because the brother was too smooth. In fact, he is the one that was the front runner in Quiet Storm programming, and he has influenced generations of Quiet Storm hosts who still admire, respect, and seek his professional knowledge. And this is what I'm talking about. You have to have a bowl of soul, which is what I call my show, A Bowl of Soul. You have to have the whole bowl of music, not just one type of music. You really, with Vaughn Harper, you learned to have an appreciation for music. Coming up next, one thing that Vaughn Harper played is he played the classics, and he also played the greats in jazz and pop. Coming up next is Miss Dinah Washington singing from 1962, I Wanna Be Loved, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
With inspiration, I wanna be loved starting tonight. Instead of merely holding conversation, hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. Be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our hearts beat intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle-doving. And I insist that the world owes me a loving. I say, baby, can't you see I wanna be thrilled to desperation? I wanna be thrilled starting tonight. with every kind of wonderful sensation. Yeah, I wanna be loved. Every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved.
Giving you Miss Dinah Washington, also known as Miss Ruth Lee Jones, who was born August 29th, 1924. She passed away on December 14th, 1963, at the age of 39. And, you know, Dinah Washington started out as a gospel singer, but she was primarily a jazz vocalist, and she performed and recorded in a wide variety of styles, including blues, R&B, and traditional pop. And she gave herself the title of Queen of the Blues, and in 1986, she was inducted into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame. She was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and she lived in Chicago, Illinois. And she was part of that great northern migration, of which many southern blacks, including my grandmother and my father, they were part of that migration to the north in search of opportunities. But Dinah Washington was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, and this is a lady who was also played on Vaughn Harper's show as well, and he had a love for Dinah Washington. And coming up next, we're going to play you some 1950s doo-wop from Shep and the Limelights, talking about Daddy's Home, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. Daddy's home, Daddy's home, to stay. How I've waited for this moment to be by your side. Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes. Daddy's home, Daddy's home, to stay. Home to stay. Daddy's home to stay. I'm not a thousand miles away.
That was Shep and the Limelights, who hail from Queens, New York, with their 1961 hit Daddy's Home, which reached number 2 on the Billboard popular music chart. And you know that song was covered by PJ Proby in 1970 and Jermaine Jackson in 1972, as well as Toots and the Maytals on their album Funky Kingston 1973, Junior English and Cliff Richard. And you know that's a very, very classic song, because Shep was also a member of Shep and the Heartbeats as well, and they had a song called A Thousand Miles Away and 500 Miles to Go. But you know, when he joined with Shep in the Limelights, he had Daddy's Home, Three Steps from the Altar, Our Anniversary, and What Did Daddy Do, when they were together as Shep and the Limelights. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vaughn Harper. And one thing I didn't know about Mr. Harper is that, you know, Mr. Harper is a native New Yorker. He was born on March 7th, 1945. And before he did radio, he was a New York City PSAL champion. Vaughn Harper was 6'4", and his first love was basketball. He was a star player at both Boys High School in Brooklyn and a star player at Syracuse University, in which he became a fifth-round draft pick for the Detroit Pistons. That is something. This guy was a stellar basketball player. So, you know, not only did Vaughn have a serious smooth silky voice, he was a killer basketball player. And there are people that he graduated from the same school that Connie Hawkins came from. In fact, I believe Connie Hawkins graduated the year before he graduated from Boys High School. And you know, for a guy to have game like that, and I believe he was also a PSAL champion. And you know, I work for the Department of Education, and we have a division called PSAL. And you know, for me to know that, that really is an honor. And like I said, we celebrate the well-roundedness of Mr. Vaughn Harper. And coming up next, something that I've heard on his show. Okay, because I grew up with Vaughn Harper. You know, I can say from a teenager, from the age of 15 years old on up, this man really left an impact on my life, just like Frankie Crocker. I heard this song from the Jones Girls, talking about Nights Over Egypt. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
giving you some sweet soul from Philadelphia International Records, the Jones Girls, talking about Nights Over Egypt. And coming up next, we're going to give you some sweet silky soul from the Isley Brothers, which was a group that was always played on The Quiet Storm. And it's a classic. Hello, It's Me. Been Thinking About You, the Todd Rundgren song done by the Isley Brothers, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hello.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Hello. Hello, oh. Hello, hello,
hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello, it's me, babe. I thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. Something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. But I can't help it, baby. Cause seeing you, yeah, seeing anyone as much as I do you, I take for granted that you're always there. I take for granted that you just don't care. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through, baby. It's important to me that you know you are free. 'Cause I never want to make you change for me, baby.
Don't change, don't change.
No, I wouldn't change it for the world. Think of me, babe. You know I'd be with you if I could. Come around to see you once in a while. If you ever need a reason to smile, I'll spend the night if you think I should. Well, it's important to me that you know you are free. 'Cause I never want to make you change. Don't change, babe. Oh, keep everything the same, babe. Stay as sweet. Come around and see you every once in a while. If you ever need, or if you ever need a reason, smile, baby. Just don't change, girl.
Don't change, don't change.
Oh.
Don't change, don't change.
Keep everything the same.
Don't change, don't change.
keep your mind.
Don't change, don't change.
Keep your mind.
Giving you some silky soul from the Isley Brothers. Hello, it's me, and you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Send it. Send it. Send it. Up, up and away. You had it for a day. Send it. Send it.
celebrating here on A Bowl of Soul, Ashford and Simpson. And you know, Ashford and Simpson had two careers, you know, one as a successful writing and producing team, and the other as singers and performers themselves. And you know, their hits, you know, they you know, even though they joined Motown in 1966 and were paired with the vocal duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, they wrote and or produced all but one of the late 1960s Gaye Terrell singles, including hits such as the original version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Your Precious Love, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and You're All I Need to Get By. And, you know, as artists, they wrote, you know, their songs are stellar. You know, and this song of what you just heard, Send It, from 19, off of their album called Send It from 1977, was one of the songs that I heard on Vaughn Harper's show, The Quiet Storm. Coming up next, another song that was stellar for me, that still to this day makes me very mellow and it just makes me very warm, is the group Enchantment. And you know, Enchantment, they came out around 1977, 1978. And they had this song, It's You That I Need. But what song that did it for me, that made me fans of Enchantment, was this song, Where Do We Go From Here? And this was definitely played on Mr. Harper's show, The Quiet Storm. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Where Do We Go From Here? From Enchantment.
Here I am, there you are. We've been sitting here for so long. You and I, catching each other's eyes and wondering if we should get it all. Walk away with nothing to say, or take a chance on romance. Oh girl, tell me, where do we go from here? Or take a chance on your love. Oh girl, tell me, where do we go from here? Yeah, won't you come and sing? La 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 la. Ooh, yeah.
Detroit, Michigan. Enchantment. Talking about where do we go from here. And, you know, that was played on Mr. Vaughn Harper's show, The Quiet Storm. And, you know, Mr. Harper has also been credited by some with initiating the platform for smooth jazz radio by being one of the first to feature a vast array of smooth jazz artists prior to it becoming an established format. So basically, he was a pioneer for smooth jazz. And throughout his career, Vaughn Harper's accomplishments have been featured in trade publications such as Billboard, Cashbox, and Urban Network, and in popular news periodicals such as the New York Times, New York Daily News, New York Post, and the Amsterdam News. He is also the recipient of numerous awards, some of which include Black Radio Exclusives, 2008 Jeep Unlimited Radio Personality of the Year. He was inducted into the Living Legends Hall of Fame and recently landing the number 4 spot as Best Urban DJ of All Time via a 2010 online industry survey. So even up until the millennium, the 2000s, and even up until this day, Vaughn Harper is still considered one of the best urban DJs of all time. Coming up next, a sweet classic from Mr. Norman Connors. You are my starship, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Can't say. tonight, and don't be late. Yes, you are my sideship. Come take me up tonight, and don't be late, and don't you come to show.
Giving you Mr. Norman Connors talking about You Are My Starship, and it's, that's one of the songs that, you know, definitely you was in the groove, you was in the pocket when you heard that on The Quiet Storm. And coming up next, we're going to bring you something from the legendary Mr. Billy Stewart, who we lost very early in 1970. He was killed in a car accident. However, Billy Stewart left a tremendous legacy. I'm looking forward to someone doing the biography of Billy Stewart, because sometimes we need to reintroduce artists to the new public so that they know about the history of the songs of which they sang and who they were as a person. And Billy was able to vocalize. He was a great vocalizer. I still find that nobody can vocalize like Billy Stewart. And he was able to sing blues, pop, R&B. He wrote a lot of his songs, but he was a tremendous talent and still sorely missed. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Mr. Billy Stewart, singing We'll Always Be Together. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Once upon a time, we were so young. We were so in love and always having fun. But now we're no longer in our teens, Lord. And our young days are just extra dreams. But although times have changed, the love we have, darling, our love seems to grow and grow. Every single day, I love you more and more. And it's gonna always be this way. I know we stick together, my darling, come what may. And it depends on faith and trust. Baby, for us, that'll be a love, don't you know? We'll always be together. The God of my Jonathan, we'll always be together. I want you to know my love and one girl. Did it every day.
Giving you some classic soul from Mr. Billy Stewart. we'll always be together. And I'm going to leave you with a classic. I used to hang out this club called The Shadow. It was on West 57th Street between 5th and 6th Avenue. And that was the spot where you was grown and sexy. And you went there, you didn't have no problems, no shootouts, just cooling out, cooling with the people, partying, and just having a great time, great vibe. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Vaughn Harper, Atlantic Star, Silver Shadow, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Reason to thank me.
And I'm leaving you with that because, you know, Mr. Vaughn Harper was a silver shadow shining very brightly for all of us to see. We celebrate his legacy here on A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to catch up with A Bowl of Soul, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you go to the archives at the PRN website, www.prn.fm. And also, check out A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. I hope you enjoyed the celebration of Mr. Vaughn Harper. He leaves behind his wife, Miss Sandra Ross, and he is survived by three daughters, Deani Harper, Brianna Nesbitt, and Melanie Garrett. We celebrate Mr. Vaughn Harper, who set the trend for Quiet Storm Radio, Smooth Jazz Radio, you name it. Mr. Vaughn Harper laid the groundwork. And we celebrate you and we love you, Mr. Harper. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.